The biggest lessons I've learned in my life are here. Through different topics, I'm going to inspire and motivate you to reach your success and your dreams. I'm so grateful that you're here on Journey to Success. So let's enjoy my next episode together. Hi guys, my name is Fabio from the Fabio Podcast and welcome. Today we're going to talk about success. So this podcast generally is about success. Today we're going to talk specifically regarding a quiz I found on the internet. And let's see. So this quiz comes from proprofs.com/quit school/story. Etc. So it says, play this fantastic Will I Be Successful quiz. Success is such an objective term, and it's really hard to consider someone more successful than someone else, or to deem that someone has reached success in their life or not. As we grow old, we all get to a point where we wonder what our purpose in life is. Once that purpose attains a definition, we start envisioning a future full of success. This quiz may help you to know whether you'll be successful or not. Take this quiz with honesty and you will get your answer. Okay, let's start. So, first question. To achieve your ideal career, would you be willing to give up the friendship you have with your best friend? Okay, I don't really have a best friend right now, so probably it's gonna be easy. Well, my best friend is my fiance, honestly, so it's absolutely no. So would you be willing to give up the friendship you have with your best friend? No, but regardless of that, I mean, generally, I believe in success. I do everything regarding success and achieve successful things in my life. But I mean, a human being is so much valuable thing, you know? So no, absolutely no. But as I say, it's not that I have a best friend right now, so. But my answer would be the same anyway. It wouldn't change. Let's see. No. Okay. Next question. So, failing is part of the journey to success. Do you agree? Absolutely yes. Otherwise, how can you learn? To succeed, you have to fail. And it's kind of a rule, you know what I mean? Otherwise, how would you succeed if first you don't fail? I think it's normal. In order to get what you want, would you make sacrifices? Yes. Guys, yes. I mean, let's be honest. We all of us would like to get success in an easy way, maybe with some shortcut. I don't know, but the truth is that you have to sacrifice a lot. And one of the things I sacrificed most in my life was and is actually the time, you know. It's not even about money. I mean, yeah, of course, you have to dedicate part of your money to achieve success sometimes, not always. It depends which kind of success you want to achieve. It depends how much you want to go. You know, let's make an example about it. If you like to be an Instagrammer, right? If you like to be an influencer, you can go organic. You can test so many things to make yourself successful without paying money. But at the same time, if you like to open an online shop, right, and there is a lot of competition around, you have to invest also a bunch of money for it. So it depends. So it's not about money at the end. It's truly about time. So you have to sacrifice a lot of time. And it's not even that. You have to sacrifice your time for something. It's not gonna come easily. It's not gonna be so fast, unless you are very, 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 very lucky. But that's not our case, right? For sure, it's not my case. So in order to get what you want, would you make sacrifices? Yes, absolutely, yes. Next. In the destination worth the sacrifice? Is that destination worth the sacrifice? I mean, but I don't understand this question. So they made already a question related about the fact that I answered I would make sacrifice, right? So my question is, this question is related to my previous answer or was already set it up like that? Something fell. I don't know. I cannot go back. I was very curious. So then let's go forward. Is the destination worth the sacrifice? Yes. I mean, of course, yes. Next. What defines success? How others see you? How you see you? You know, this is a very important question because, you know, generally, right, someone would say to you, I mean, generally the answer is how you see you. I mean, that's the answer, right? Like how you see myself. I would like to see myself the hero of my life, right? So how you see you for sure. But I don't know how others see you. I know that looks stupid. I know it looks stupid, right? How you see you, how others see you. Theoretically, the answer should be how you see you. And I think I'm going for this answer. But at the same time, how others see you. I mean, guys, I don't know if it's about ego or it's about what kind of past you had to lead you to think yourself as a successful person. But there is some impact, you know what I mean? I mean, how others say, of course that there is something inside us that want us to make the people see you in a different way as you were in your past. Okay, I don't know how you see you for sure, but the answer is not that simple in my opinion. Okay, next. Do you need to be matched with someone who has the same aspiration as you? Okay. Do you need to be matched with someone who has the same aspiration as you? Yes, there is of course an answer. Yes or not? The answer here is yes and no. I mean, it's very helpful and maybe actually fundamental to have someone close to you who has the same inspiration as you. And, you know, there is a continuing brainstorming and you share a lot of positive energy about it because you consistently talk about how you can become successful, etc. So for sure it's helpful. If I'm wrong, it's also one of the pillars of the 12 pillars. There was this book we talked some previous episode. I think was actually the previous episode. So for sure, it it helps, and it's actually it's fundamental to be consistently with someone, with an environment who always talk about success, successful, and how to become successful, etc. But here the question is, do you need to be matched with someone who has the same aspiration as you? Do you need to be matched? Need, I don't know, not necessarily anyway. Yes, it's important. Yes, it's kind of fundamental, but it's not need. Or yes, I don't know. I would say no. Are you ready to sacrifice your social life to work longer hours? Are you ready to sacrifice your social life to work longer hours? Well, I noticed in my last years, a kind of a decade, that to achieve success, so to reach a certain point where I was or I am happy where I am, talking about successful successful situations, I had to sacrifice my social life to work longer hours. But indirectly, it's not that I wanted that, if I have to be honest. I'm actually more like to maybe go out and take a coffee with some friend, or you know, to enjoy better the environment with the people around me. But the truth is that indirectly, I sacrificed a lot about my social life. Maybe something I regret as well, now that I think about it. So indirectly, are you? The question is, are you ready to sacrifice your social life to work longer hours? And unfortunately, the answer is yes. The answer is yes, you have to be ready to sacrifice your social life to work longer hours. But this, guys, doesn't mean that as soon as you wish to achieve something, then you have to think in a way, hey, you know what, I don't talk with no one, I'm just focused on myself. You don't have to say that. You don't have to have that kind of mindset, simply because indirectly it's going to be like that. Okay, so if you have a certain plan, and let's say that you want to be successful with a podcast, right? And you like to, let's say, publish an episode weekly, every week. And it's every Wednesday, for example. And your episode is not ready. It doesn't matter what happened in your life. It doesn't matter truly what happens around you. You have to publish that. You have to publish that episode. So yes, and in the case, you have to be ready to sacrifice your social life to publish that episode. You know what I mean? So, but this goes indirectly. Indirectly, it's gonna be like that. If you're really focused on be successful for whatever you want to be successful. And well, especially at the start, I was thinking at the start is going to be strongly like that. But then during the time, during the years, then you understand how to work smarter than harder. You know, there was this quote around social media, and especially Instagram, for me was very, very stupid. But it says, it said, work smarter, not harder. That's not true. At the start, you have to work harder. Otherwise, you will never know how to work smarter. And that's the point. So at the start, you are going to sacrifice a lot of time. And maybe 60-70% of the time, at the time wasn't worth. But this situation then is going to teach you in the future how to work smarter and achieve the same result as you would have worked harder. So let's go forward. Anyway, are you ready to sacrifice your soul? Yes. Next. Would you move to a city you hate for a good promotion? Would you move to a city you hate for a good promotion? Nah. No, 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 no. Guys, when it's about human being, when it's about to be happy for yourself, and I don't know, like, maybe a lot of people would say yes, would you move to a city you had for a good promotion? But for me, no. For me, this is not how you can achieve success. I mean, let's make the example of the podcast, right? Maybe the example of the podcast doesn't make sense in this case because it's mostly online. Let's say that you want to become, an engineer, a great engineer, and then you have a promotion. You're an engineer and you work for Sony. Okay, then Sony say to you, listen, we want to promote you, but let's say that you are happy in Sony, okay? Let's say that you are very, very happy in Sony. And then Sony said to you, listen, we're very happy with you, we would like to promote you, but the place is somewhere else. But the place is somewhere else, but let's say you don't like this place. I mean, then what? Then you will move to this place, but you are not still happy. But if you are not happy about this place, then indirectly, you are not going to be happy anymore about this new role, about this new promotion. Because, okay, you work 8 hours in Sony per day, but then, if you really hate the place, then it means you're going to hate also the environment. You're going to hate also the place where you live. You're going to hate also the weekend, your days off. And this is going to impact also your relationship, your friendship, the environment around you. It's no word. Would you move to a city you had for a good promotion? I know that a lot of people would say yes. But this is where where the sacrifice for me it's not worth anymore, kind of you sell your soul. So next, that's not me for sure. But I mean, I wouldn't blame the person who answered yes, because it makes also sense. But for me, it's a no. A major in college should be which? Useful? Interesting. I don't understand the question. A major in college should be useful, but I don't like this question. It depends. It depends what you want to achieve, right? Because if I want to become a podcaster, I mean, I don't need the college. So then it's useful or interesting? It's okay. It's always interesting. I mean, it depends. Because if I want to become let's say an architect, then it's useful. But if I want to become, an architect, it's useful and interesting. But if I want to become a podcaster, maybe it's just interesting because I can absorb only the things that I think they're right for my successful journey. So interesting. Next. Which are you more willing to shed for success? Sweat or tears? Which are you more willing to shed for success? Also this. This question I don't understand. Sweat, tears. For me, it's the same, right? I don't know. Guys, I do tears, but honestly, I don't get this one. View my results. Great. You have completed this quiz. You got, keep trying. Right now you need to step back and think about your goals. Are you committing the right amount of time and focus on the things you want to achieve? The hardest thing for you to understand is that you need to make sacrifices that aren't always easy to get the results. Oh Jesus, I mean, I sacrifice so much in my life. How much I have to sacrifice more? Okay, guys. Very disappointed about the squids. But I mean, there was something also nice and interesting. The result was disappointed. But there was also some question made me think about, so was worth my time talking about sacrifice. So, and this, guys, and thank you so much for being here in the Fabio podcast and your journey to success, and let's see you in the next episode. Cheers. Here we are. Congratulations, you just finished my entire episode. So the only thing I ask is to take a moment to give Journey to Success a rating. By the way, thank you so much for being here on Journey to Success. I'm very grateful. Thank you, and see you next time.